This podcast is sponsored by the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center in Knoxville. Accredited, affordable care performed by surgeons you can trust.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to the mouth and a red flag.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Best day of the week, Monday, especially after a football practice that was open to the public. So you got a chance to see all of the players who have made steps forward from last season to this season. You had a chance to check out the quarterback battle, a couple of the newcomers. Some of the freshman players making plays yesterday, and we will talk about it all right here on the Swain Event. Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris, a couple different ways you can join us this morning. If you already are joining us this morning, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. Android, Apple app, Swain Event, it is free. Go download it. Listen to us wherever you are, wherever you're going. You can check us out there. Also, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports, SwainEvent.com. You can stream us live there. And also Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Check us out on Periscope, Facebook Live, and YouTube. Good morning, individuals. How y'all doing?
Doing real well.
Good morning. Good morning.
Get to talk about actual football that we saw with our own eyes, up close and personal.
Always an exciting time.
And it's going to be good.
Surprised we're not going to lead off with probably the reason why Ben's not here. Yankee sweep? No, he's playing. He's not in his feelings that much.
He's sick. We got to call Donovan McNabb, give him some chunky soup.
Woo. Yeah, Ben, he's got some health problems. Needs to get it together. He had a cough, had strep, has whatever's happening now.
It's nothing health related.
It's
car related. He's getting a new ride.
That's right.
Yeah, the car accident, and so he's getting a new ride. He's going to look like a Alabama commit walking around. So happy for Ben McKee.
Probably needed today though. Last night was tough for all Yankees fans. I'm sure he's a little disappointed this morning.
Yeah,
Sweep of the Red Sox. Oh goodness.
He's sick. We'll call McNabb and get Ben some of that Campbell's chunky soup over there, man, because I know he's probably sick. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's get this thing going. Andy was there at Fan Day. Not a big surprise there at all. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing great, Andy. How are you?
Man, I tell you what, I'm doing good, especially after yesterday.
You pumped up, Andy?
We had so much fun. I mean, started out, we hanged out with Rod and John Dunn, and I seen Charlie.
Yep.
Charlie Burris, he was down there at Gate 21.
Yep, saw your whole ragtag crew over there.
After the game, we went down to Calhoun's, and...
Andy, I don't care about Calhoun's.
You don't like Calhoun's?
Nah, man, I don't care.
I got good food.
Andy. What'd you see, Andy?
Andy.
On the football field. What'd you see on the football
field? Talk football. Football, football. Stay on mission.
Alante Taylor is nasty. He is just a beast. And you know, Juwan Jennings, he didn't skip a beat.
Juwan has some work to do. Juwan's number two. He's not starter right now, but Juwan has some work to do. But Juwan is doing everything that's asked of him. He's still working back from the knee. Juwan's going to be okay. Juwan's not there yet.
And I like what I see from Jared Guantano.
Yep. I was telling some of the guys, I think it was after the first day, it's not even close right now to me. It's not close.
I agree, especially after yesterday. I didn't get to see as much of the quarterbacks on the first day of practice. Saw them a fairly good amount yesterday. They were sort of the main attraction because I think they're, you know, the most entertaining part of the football team.
And a new addition.
And I agree. What was actually funny, I was just hanging out watching that game with Nathaniel Rutherford, Rock Top Insider. And
it was a game yesterday?
Well, however you want to characterize that.
It probably felt like
that,
a game to you guys because you never get a chance to see practice for more than, you know, two or three periods.
Exactly. However you want to characterize what happened, open practice. We ended up sitting in front of Keller Christ's ex-girlfriend's parents, who are Tennessee fans. Talked to them for a while. That was kind of entertaining and an interesting thing because they kind of knew Keller. We talked to them about that.
That is an interesting dynamic. Was it, the ex-future mother-in-law trying to pitch him to UT and then something happened with the relationship?
Well, so it was a while ago that they dated. It sounded like it was high school.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, it's not like they're from, you know, they dated at Stanford or something. I think it was a while back. And then they just happened to be Tennessee fans. They were there. They said, well, we knew Keller, so we had to come over here.
Yeah.
We knew Keller. We're Tennessee fans. So we thought we'd come down here and support him. But the I'm sorry if they're listening. Here's the honest truth after watching what I watched yesterday, because they were talking about, oh, do you think Keller will start currently? I don't. Just from what I've seen, JG seems to be the dude at the moment. We'll see what happens with the rest of camp.
Yeah, the season, the first game is September 1st, something like that. And so there's plenty of time. But you want to know who's going to take the first snap against West Virginia. It's probably going to be Jerry Guantano. To me, it's not really close. I think both guys will play, and maybe Keller will shorten the gap, but right now it's Jared, and that's kind of what I've been saying all summer long. 865-255-03, V-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Dominic Wood Anderson, oh, Marquez Callaway,
Dominic
Tim
big.
Jordan. You got some weapons. Josh Palmer is developing into
Jordan Murphy,
a nice receiver. Jordan Murphy, Jared. Keller Christ, they got some nice weapons around them. We saw the fullback be used a lot yesterday. We saw some different multiple formations used on offense yesterday. The team looks bigger. The team looks faster. The team looks stronger. A lot of stuff to get to today. A lot of quotes, a lot of comments from veterans, including Sean Tuttle. We got a lot to go over today, so I'm really, really pumped about that. Got some position changes, got some standouts that we'll touch on, and then also, of course, position battles. Who's going to battle it out to be the starter and get most of the reps? And then also Friday, Urban Meyer and Zach Smith tried to do a Friday evening dump by simultaneously, just by coincidence. No one read into this at all. But Zach Smith gave a interview to ESPN SportsCenter, and at the same time, Urban Meyer released a statement, written statement. I mean, it's not a coincidence, guys. Just don't read into it again.
Nope.
Do not read into this. I'm telling you. Don't read into it. They didn't talk on the phone. Just coincidence that they came out and spoke at the same time. One verbally, one written. Again, coincidence, all right? I'm sure at some point touch on that today. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. We'll take our first break of the day. While we at break, think about this. If you got a chance to check out open practice, please share with us who impressed you the most. Did you find yourself getting a little bit more excited than you thought you would? I saw some people getting sucked in yesterday on Twitter. I like it.
9-10 wins.
Who surprised you watching practice yesterday? Give us a call, 865-200-5503, or give us a shout on the text box. Swain Event, be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Get ready for a better school year by shopping the back-to-school sale at Better Mattress happening now. Whether you're a parent or a student, you know a good night's sleep makes a difference in your day. Whether it's the patience to sit in school traffic or the concentration you need to pass your test, a better night's sleep is super important for the whole household. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The back-to-school bundle deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free, starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the Better Mattress back-to-school bundle deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try my mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night just got better.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castillo and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you. It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade that tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. I think the quarterback talk will be a topic that will, I think, be discussed every single day in Vol Nation. I think both guys will play. I think Jerry will be your quarterback that takes the first snaps, first snap against West Virginia. I think it's a reminder that, you know, football is a great game. You don't stay the same. Everyone has this taste in their mouth from yesterday. On one hand, yes, you can highlight how bad everything was and how bad the coaching was, but on the other hand, even with that in mind, folks kind of ding the players when they're talking about how good they could be this year. Well, they didn't do much last year. Well, wait a minute. You can't say that everything was so bad and recognizing that without factoring in how bad the culture was. So I'm looking for guys like Jared to show us that last year wasn't really him. I really am. Because everything I see in practice is a quarterback that can deliver the football, that can be successful in the SEC.
And has the confidence of his teammates.
Yeah, I mean, and this is just what I go by, what I see. When playing football, play a wide receiver, if you see a coverage and you notice that coverage and you have a converted route. So you line up at the line of scrimmage, you have a route that you're supposed to run, but it changes once you see a different coverage. And we were always told to believe your eyes, believe in what you see. Same thing when I'm watching practice. I see a guy, and I know he had all these stars next to his name. I know everyone's hyping him up on the message board. I'm sorry, I don't see it. Or vice versa. So I'm just trusting my eyes. My eyes is telling me that Jerry Guantano will be the starter this year, unless something crazy changes in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But a couple dudes standing out. And here's a really good opportunity for German Pruitt and Terry Fair and Coach Shera on defense is everyone is talking about Alante Taylor. True freshman, came in January. We thought he was going to be a wide receiver. Pruitt moved him to DB. And Alante Taylor's making plays at DB. Here's an opportunity for Jeremy Pruitt. Yes, you are recruiting DBs. You're getting some really good players to commit. But if you can show the recruits, especially these cornerbacks, that you can take a converted wide receiver, you can take an athlete who played both ways and really played mainly wide receiver, you can take him first year and turning him into a starting cornerback, that's going to get the attention of a lot of cornerbacks. Because if you can develop him, you can develop a corner that's been playing 3, 4, 5 years from middle school to high school. A guy that went to camps all summer long to work at corner. Here's a huge, huge opportunity, I think, for this Tennessee coaching staff. But Alante Taylor is doing a really good job so far.
Absolutely, and you're looking at an elevated level of competition behind him because people are seeing this 18-year-old stud come in here and prove it. Not only walk the walk, but talk the talk and walk it out on the practice field. So it's impressive to see in a position of need the competition level elevated.
Bryce Thompson looks solid, too. I mean, among the newcomers, Dominic Wood Anderson stood out. That dude looks every bit of the part that he's supposed to. He's huge. He has good hands, at least from what I've seen so far. And I haven't got a good feel for his speed quite yet and his ability to separate from a defender. But nonetheless, if you can come down with the ball, you're good. He's tight end for anyone who's not initiated. And I'll say another guy I was impressed with, and this one likely won't come up for at least another couple of years. If it does, JT Shrout looked really good. He threw some quality passes that I saw. I think his ceiling, if he practices like he did yesterday all the time, I mean
we talked about that kid when he committed. The arm talent's there.
He can sling it.
It's playing in, the SEC, how fast this game moves and the speed of the defense that he's working against.
He was throwing against air yesterday, and that's
– Yeah.
Yeah, I mean –
But we've always seen the arm talent with JT. Fun to see in person, I bet.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. What do you do in 11-on-11? I mean – And I'm, I sit back, and Charlie, you guys are in a weird spot because you only get a select amount of time, a small window, to get your B-roll, your video for the TV stations. They get their B-roll and they're able to play on the news and things like that. Get your photos, you get your short clips, and you post it. And most of the time, it's routes versus air. everyone's going to look good in Rock versus Air. Mm-hmm. And even when sometimes the ball may look like it's behind or high, everyone automatically looks at the quarterback. Well, how do you know it's not the wide receiver in Route versus Air? If the receiver runs 3 yards short, or if he breaks it, if he breaks it wrong, then the ball's going to look like he was thrown poorly by the quarterback, and that's not always the case. Also, look at what quarterback is going with what receiver. If there is a starting potential starting quarterback going with a receiver you've never heard of or a number that you're unfamiliar with, that is not something you should just take to the bank. And so I would really pump the brakes on some of the route versus air opinions. And don't take that stuff for, you know, don't take it to the bank, because, again, it is just a small snippet of what the media can see. And you at this level, you should be able to throw those things with your eyes closed. The ball should never hit the ground. Everyone should catch the ball, get upfield. You should look great. And it gets harder as practices progress when you get one-on-ones, when you get 7-on-7, and then especially real football, 11-on-11. So, yeah, JT has a great arm, no doubt about it. But we're not looking forward to him playing anytime soon. And what you do in 11-on-11 is – whether or not you're going to play or not, or what kind of level you're going to play at. So, yeah, J.T. Stroud, we know why Tennessee wanted him and why Tennessee got a chance to get him. Big arm, just another really good quarterback from the West Coast coming in. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Tim Jordan running the football in the I formation, doing a really, really good job. You see why Tim Jordan has looks like kind of being a favorite there at running back along Ty Chandler. Tim Jordan does some things that Ty Chandler may not be able to do. We know Ty Chandler is the best home run hitting running back we have on this roster. So Mondre Lunding, all the new guys, man, they're getting acclimated. I mean, everyone else had an advantage. Mm-hmm. I mean, Keller Chris, Mondre Lunding, all these guys coming in as grad transfers, they just got here. So everyone that was here during the spring, they have the advantage. You can tell. You can tell. They're more comfortable. They're bouncing around. You can just tell who's been here and who's not been here.
And you mentioned Tim Jordan. I feel like he's a guy that piqued a lot of interest last year, tapped into a lot of fans' interest last year, mm-hmm. just by how physical and how hard he played, whether it was a practice or an actual game, special teams, or he was getting in there, you know, during trash time, garbage time. He ran hard. And he embraced the contact. So Tim Jordan will be a fan favorite if he gets the carries that we expect him to get.
And it was just fun seeing, and obviously they didn't show much at all, but just seeing the team practice out from under center and, like, on a lot of reps. It was – you remember when Brett Bielema – well, I forget exactly what the context was, but he said something in the game was borderline erotic. Seeing that under center, it was borderline erotic right there after watching Butch Jones and his offense. It was good to see. A little eye formation sometimes.
Yeah. Seeing the quarterback under center and then seeing the eye formation with Tim Jordan, that did some things to you, Charlie, probably.
It was just good. Almost brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah, that
just
was
seeing, oh, this is football. We're seeing football. Look.
Yeah, that was good stuff right there. Becky on the text box says, was it my imagination or has Kyle Phillips gotten bigger?
It is not your imagination.
No, everyone's gotten bigger for the most part. Absolutely.
I know his confidence is up there. It's inflated a little bit. And it's good to see Kyle Phillips walk around with that type of confidence, because I haven't seen it from him.
Injuries. You know, Kyle has been he was not an alpha dog his first 3 years. That's not his personality. He's more passive, very talented. Then he had the injuries, and then contemplated transferring, ultimately decided not to. Glad he didn't. But he is the guy that Pruitt really singled out during spring or after spring. He's a guy that was doing everything right on and off the football field, and he's going to be the leader on that defensive line. May not be the most vocal leader, but he certainly is a leader by example. And he, along with others, have gained weight, have gotten bigger. Brave Volunteer says, I feel like I should say this like Eddie Murphy as a barber in Coming to America. Oh, there they go. Every time we talk about fall camp, a Tennessee fan pulling 10 wins out their butt. Hey, man, I think some people went into that open practice thinking that this team was going to be, you know, terrible and they would only win 5 wins. And maybe they saw something different by watching practice. Maybe. Maybe. I'm not sure I'm going from 5 wins to 10. But I'm confident saying this, that Tennessee is going to surprise some people. What does that mean, though? Does that mean that Tennessee may win 7 wins, may win 7 games instead of winning 5? Hey, fill in whatever you want to there. I'm just saying, Tennessee's going to surprise some people. People think that Tennessee's going to be just terrible and slightly better than last year. And I think they're going to be a little bit better than just slightly better. I mean, this team went 4-8, had dysfunction. And to think that they're only going to win 5 with the completely changed culture, a positive culture, it's just really hard for me to believe with this talent on this football team. But I also have to factor in that this schedule is brutal, too. So, 865-200-5503, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. We'll get to T-Love's comment here in the text box. Also, Vol Fan 1987 when we come back. Swain Event.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my result in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to The Swain Event.
Since I've seen a receiver at Tennessee wear like a real NFL number, like 85 from Cedric Tillman, the freshman wide receiver from Bishop Gorman High School there in Las Vegas in Nevada. He's from a big time program, nice body there at 6'3", 212. Weird. It's weird to see a receiver at Tennessee wear 85. Like a real NFL jersey number.
Bishop Gorman. That's where Snoop's son played for a little while, right?
Yep. Yep. That's right. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. But he impressed some people there on offense. Tim Jordan impressed some people. Obviously, we talked about Jarrett impressing folks and showing why he is a favorite right now. JUCO, Dominique Ward-Anderson. But defensively, you know, Charlie mentioned Bryce Thompson, the freshman athlete from South Carolina that was brought in late to this class, was supposed to go to South Carolina, had some off-the-field questions. South Carolina decided to pass on him. Tennessee did their due diligence. Felt like that he was very valuable, would be very valuable, and they felt very confident after they vetted the situation. You heard that? Heard that word, Ohio State? Vetted. They vetted Bryce Thompson.
But like actually vetted.
Charlie, what does vet mean? What does that mean? You are a walking dictionary. You have two master's degrees. What does vet mean? What happens when you do this?
The definition of vetting in my head involves going into someone's background, checking their references, who they are as a person, where they've been, and making sure that they are the person that they say they are, the person that you want them to be in whatever role they're going to play. You know,
investigate thoroughly.
Yes.
Interesting. So, yeah, Tennessee did that with Bryce Thompson. Sha Tuttles, he's so country. Was talking to the media yesterday.
Shoot.
And I love it, though. I love it. He is ready. He's healthy. He's confident. He is ready for the challenge of playing a little 3-4 mixed in with some 4-3. You get so comfortable, you know, playing one gap there as a defensive tackle, and now you have to be responsible for more than one in the 3-4. And maybe you won't make as many plays in the 3-4 defense, playing defensive tackle. But these dudes are just tired of losing. You can just tell. And this is why Pruitt said that they've done everything that's been asked of them. Everything. They just do it. No talking back, no questioning, they just doing it. Because the track record of these coaches kind of speak for themselves. And they're so humble. They are so hungry to win. They just want to win. And even a guy like Sha Tuttle that's been a starter since day one, moving positions, changing roles inside of a defense, no problem at all because the dude just wants to win. Remember when Albert Haynesworth signed that big deal with the Washington Redskins after dominating in the 4-3 defense there with Tennessee Titans? And then he gets to the Redskins and they want to play a 3-4, and he's like, whoa, wait a minute. It wasn't about the money.
I'm not playing this two-gap scheme.
Yeah, it wasn't about the money. Everyone was like, well, shut up, man. You got paid the money. Whoa. These guys told me we were going to run a 4-3, and we're running a 3-4. Wait. No, that's not my game. That would be like Antonio Brown signing with my Chicago Bears, and we decided to go wishbone. Yeah, he should be happy he got paid. But
we're going to put you at tailback. We're running the veer.
Yeah, I mean, you're not using me to the best of my abilities. So Albert had a big problem with that, as he should. Shy Tuttle, he sees it as an opportunity to show how versatile he can be. If I am Jeremy Pruitt, I'm talking to Shy Tuttle about, hey, there's NFL teams. You have the Baltimore Ravens. You have the Houston Texans. You have the New England Patriots. You have teams in the league that run a 3-4. So show off your versatility. Show what you can do. Show you can be a great 4-3. But also say, hey, I can play a 3-4 if I need to. So Chateau talked to the media yesterday and mentioned Alexis Johnson playing behind him. Mentioned Emmett Gooden playing behind him. So you have some pieces there at defensive tackle. Also heard that Jonathan Combo flashed a little bit yesterday. There were some question marks about him being able to play in space. We know what he can do rushing the passer. That's kind of why he was brought here to Tennessee, was to rush the passer. Has not rushed the passer as much as we would like him to rush the passer, but that is what he's going to be asked to do. And play in space well yesterday. We need to continue that. Cortez Sapp, he looks like he's put on some weight.
Finally has no doubt the healthy legs to go through an entire offseason program, wouldn't you say? Yep.
He does not miss leg day.
Yeah.
Cortez Sapp does not miss leg day at all. Kirkland Jr. running around. Good to have him back on the football field, bouncing around, looking healthy. Him and Juwan, you know, guys who were out during the fall. TK Jr. bouncing around a little bit there, running with the second team.
Everybody that was even, quote unquote, limited, looked at the very least in high spirits. Saw, you know, obviously Trey Smith, Chance Hall were practicing non-contact, and then Juwan was out there. Looked like he was feeling it. All the way around. That practice yesterday was encouraging. Thought it went really well.
But even if it didn't, you're just happy football's back, right?
Yeah, we got to see football. That's what really counts at the end of the day.
Pads popping.
And it went well.
There you go.
Pads popping. I don't care if he was shorts and shoulder pads. You practice in shorts and shoulder pads most of the time anyways. You get some pads popping. You get some real good thud. But you go full speed. No one hits the ground. It's time. Well, I was talking to Joey Kent at practice the other day, and practice number four, practice number five, that's when that soreness starts to hit. So how do guys recover and bounce back and deal with some soreness, maybe a little bit of pain? Because fall camp is meant to try to break you, and it's meant to make sure that you're prepared for the start of the season. It's tough. It's not easy at all. All right, we have Attaboy coming up after the break. Stay with us, 865-200-5503.
Our One of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
There is a 30% chance of showers today, mostly sunny with a high of 89 and a low of 70. The 30% sticks around tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 90 and a low of 70. Wednesday, showers are likely, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation?
A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK,
don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Having surgery can be scary, and having to navigate around a massive medical center can be even more overwhelming. Fortunately, the Premier Office-based Surgery Center in Knoxville offers a convenient and affordable option for surgical care. Our skilled surgeons and friendly staff treat you just like family. Everything at our state-certified accredited center is designed with your comfort in mind, and Premier offers flat fee package pricing for basic gallbladder and hernia procedures. Visit PremierSurgeryPackages.com for more details. The Premier Office-Based Surgery Center, surgical expertise you can trust.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Home, remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy here in the Swain event where we highlight positivity. And I love this Attaboy. I'm going to the great city and state of Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'm going to the Anderson Football Complex in the coach's office where redshirt sophomore Jordan Allen is called to his office, to the office of Chris Rump. He's thinking that he is in trouble. And he walks into the door, and his mother, Lisa, who is battling an illness, and they live in California. She surprised Jordan Allen right before fall camp. Really, really got started and surprised Jordan Allen. So to walk in, you're from California. Your mother's, you know, sick. She has surgery. She has to have another surgery. You walk in, and your position coach just set you up with a surprise visit for your mother. That's a really, really, really cool moment. Yeah, and absolutely. So I know Jordan Allen been through a lot to get here and to get that little reminder of your reason why. Of why you're doing this and who you want to make proud. Really, really cool moment. Really cool by Chris Rump, setting it all up, surprising Jordan Allen with a surprise visit from his mother. So that is my attaboy for today. Really cool to see, you know, players that, I mean, basically live across the country to get a visit from their parents.
That really is awesome. And I'm sticking here in Knoxville for my attaboy. I just got an attaboy for all of the fans that I saw yesterday outside Neyland Stadium when I showed up, because I showed up at 10 a.m., which was a full 4 hours before basically anyone was even allowed to go into the stadium for an open practice. And I would say 150 people were outside 4 hours ahead of time. That kind of devotion is amazing. I love it. It's what makes SEC football and obviously Tennessee football specifically absolutely incredible. And we couldn't do what we do without the fans. Everybody who was there was really cool. The attendance in general, obviously it had been controversial because it was on a Sunday. They took away the autographs from the orange and white game. And the attendance was definitely not, you know, anywhere close to the orange and white game. But nonetheless, to everybody that came out, I thought it was cool. And I just got to add a boy for those devotees. It's incredible to me when I see that.
Swain knows where I'm going. I'm headed to the links. Justin Thomas.
Big win.
Taking home the WGC Bridgestone Invitational this week. 15 under, four shots clear of Kyle Stanley at number two. 550 FedEx points. Also now moves ahead of Dustin Johnson.
Number one in the world.
Not necessarily number one in the world, but number one in the money this year.
Well,
right now, number two in the FedEx Cup points. By a fraction of a difference behind Dustin Johnson, but Justin Thomas put together four good rounds this week.
Good stuff on Attaboy today. Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
If you've ever had surgery, you may have experienced sticker shock afterwards when you receive your bill. Thankfully, the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center in Knoxville offers flat fee pricing for basic laparoscopic gallbladder surgeries. Just one price, one bill, and you know all of that cost up front. It's exceptional care and an affordable price. So make sure that you go to PremierSurgeryPackages.com today if you are interested. That's Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Let's get to Jay on the B-Draw Waterproofing Hotline. Jay, good morning. Jay, are you there? Jay?
Swain, can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go, Jay. You sound great, man. Good morning.
I'm sitting here talking on the phone with mute on like an idiot. So, you know.
See, what had happened was, it's Monday.
Yeah. Swain, I'm hearing from multiple, outlets and, rivals and 247 that, this kid from Las Vegas, this wide receiver, is just looking just really, really good, really looking the part. And it makes you wonder how a 6'4" wide receiver that looks the way he does and play the way he does and played for Bishop Gorman, basically IMG Academy West.
Mm-hmm.
He was about, like Wes Rucker said, he was about to walk on to somewhere. And, Rucker was basically saying it's just unfathomable, but this kid's about to walk on somewhere. When he looks as good as he looks playing football, how does that happen in this day and age?
Well, it happens because the evaluators probably have missed on him. And that happens. And when we talk recruiting, sometimes, people come in, all hot with the assumption that the recruiters are always right, that the analysts are always right. And sometimes they're not. Now, I do understand that a Cedric Tillman can be overlooked the same way as a Josh Palmer was overlooked when he was at St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, Josh Palmer was basically the third wide receiver there. They had one guy, I think, commit to Miami, and the other one went to Florida State, something like that. No, Ohio State, and one went to Miami. And so Josh Palmer is in his fourth year playing wide receiver. Fourth year. And so he's going to be a really good player for us. But Cedric Tillman, he's there at Bishop Gorman. That is a powerhouse. That is a IMG West type of program, or St. Thomas Aquinas West type of program. So there's going to be other guys that may stand out, and Cedric Tillman may be overlooked. The good thing about Cedric Tillman, though, is when you get these players from these type of programs, they know, number one, how to win, what to expected of them, and number two, they can come in sometimes already developed. And so Cedric Tillman came in looking like he had played wide receiver for some time, whereas a Alante Taylor or Bryce Thompson came in to play DB, and you can tell they haven't done it the entire time at their high school. They're good. They have athleticism, but you can just tell they're not as polished maybe as Cedric Tillman is right now playing wide receiver. He looks like he's been playing the position for a while. So that's why I think you know, he maybe got overlooked a little bit. I remember him, you know, he had like a – I think he was like a three-star coming out, and he had some pretty good offers, but not big-time offers. No, I don't know. I really just don't know how he was overlooked. But we'll see what happens, though, because it's still just the third day of practice.
Well, you mentioned the two young defensive backs. I'm hearing good things about them as well, Swain. Have you been kind of – hearing the same?
Yeah, I've seen Alante Taylor work, and looks comfortable, looks very comfortable. And he's a guy that he can be like a Jabari Greer was. You know, Jabari was smaller, but man, Jabari had some really, really good technique later in his career. And yeah, he didn't get drafted, but it was the reason why he was able to play as long as he was able to and be a starting cornerback on the Saints that went on to win Super Bowl. Alante Taylor kind of reminds me of that. If he could just get his technique down, play with great technique, understand what the receiver's trying to do, he can be really, really good. And Alante is probably more athletic as far as going up, getting the ball at the highest point, has better ball skills than Jabari Greer.
Well, I think those, you know, Bryce Thompson and Taylor are bringing a level of athleticism to this position that we haven't had here in a while, just to be quite honest.
They can run.
Besides Cam Sutton, I mean, exactly. Minus Cam Sutton, we haven't really had that kind of level of athleticism, I don't think. So that's going to be good, man. I'll tell you what, just kind of hearing, I know it's just an open practice, but you know, it sounds like Garantano's looking a lot better, and you know, it sounds like, you know, we finally got some numbers on the offensive line, and I don't know, boys. I just, you know, this to me, this is not going into this West Virginia game. It's not 2012 or whatever when Butch went up to Oregon, and we just had no chance. We knew we had no chance because we just didn't have anybody.
Yeah, 13.
I just don't see this. I mean, I see this as if we stay healthy, I don't think West Virginia's going to hang with us.
Ooh.
If we go into this game healthy, I just don't think they're going to hang with us.
Mm. Woo! West Virginia is a 10-point favorite right now.
Like,
but, hey, you know, first game of the season, everyone's going to be healthy. You never know might happen.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. We haven't had proper coaching or development. We're the more talented team. They're a one-trick pony. They're a quarterback and receiver team. They're not going to run the ball down your throat. They're not going to stifle you on defense. They're not going to push you around on the offensive line. They're a big play offense. They want to throw. They want to play arena football. I mean, they went 7-5 last year. Everybody's acting like this team went 12-0. And that's just how I feel about them, man. I just say, when I look at what we got and I look at some of these young pups stepping up, I think they're going to run into a bus stall myself.
You know what, Jay? I agree with most of what you said there. I mean, people just look at West Virginia and just automatically assume that they're just going to win by just rolling their helmets out there. I'm sorry. They play a different brand of football. And a brand of football that is – it is really easy to get – to knock them off their game. If you rely on the pass, one small – one small thing can knock you off of what you're really good at. One disruptive defensive player for Tennessee can ruin the whole show. And I remember when Oregon played Auburn, and Nick Fairley had a field day. And Oregon had this passive style of offense that if one person doesn't do his job, it wrecks the whole show for Oregon. And I like Tennessee's philosophy of playing hard-nosed defense, running the football, because even if Jarrett struggles a little bit, Tennessee can still have some success with just the philosophy of defense, running the football. Now, if our corners don't play well and we're having turnovers and no penalties, then it may get ugly because they can put up a lot of points. But it's hard for me to sit here and just think that Tennessee doesn't have a chance.
They absolutely have a chance. I don't think anybody's trying to pull that away from them, but having West Virginia running into a buzzsaw, I'm just not there yet. This is still a 4-8 team.
No.
It's still a defense that allowed a lot of yards to a lot of teams and a lot of points to a lot of teams. This is still going to be game one.
Correct.
It's at a neutral site. First game under a first-year coaching staff. Hey.
There are elements.
It's got the makeup to go one way or another. And so I understand the takes and analyzing West Virginia the way Jay has. Agree with a lot of it. But I'm not anywhere close to the buzzsaw comment.
There are elements that are encouraging, like West Virginia's defense looks like it's going to be terrible. And maybe Tennessee can move the ball on them and really put up some points. Like there's that much. But I'm still with Brad. I don't see Tennessee running over them, but I absolutely see Tennessee hanging in the entire game as of right now.
That's why I said most of Jay's comments there. I agree with most of them. I'm enthusiastic, but I'm not that enthusiastic quite yet. Yeah, most of them. Who's next there in the hotline? You know what? We got
Scott.
Yeah, Scott. But how about we do this? We only got about 30 seconds left in this hour. Let's take a break and get Scott on the other side. We want to make sure Scott has enough time to share his comment or ask a question if that's what he wants to do this morning. Hour two is coming up around the corner. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Touchdown, a turnover is coming up next. And that is backed by Alcoa 10, Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Better rates and better service. Stay with us.